you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A show of force to dethrone his rival here.
Wimbledon. I watched that whole match.
Yeah?
It was long.
Chris Fowler on the call there?
Yeah. Like, it was a fight. Like, it was completely even back and forth until there was a point in the fourth set where it's like, okay, Sinner's going to win this thing. Those are going to be the two. They're both in their early 20s. I mean, they're going to do that match 900 times in the next 12 years, right? Yeah,
probably. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. It's July 14th. Bills get to training camp in 9 days, and rookies report tomorrow. So for Bills rookies, they report tomorrow. I put up a Twitter poll about the Bills offseason we can get to. I also have seen there's the NFL 100's going, and
yep,
executives and coaches just have released their top 10 at every position as well now.
Yep, through Jeremy Fowler's piece.
Yeah, Jeremy Fowler has that. So that's new. That's top 10 at every position. Deion Dawkins getting some love. He's on that list. Mm-hmm. Spencer Brown, honorable mention. I'd like to issue a ruling. This is ranking season, right? We know that.
Yes.
It's ranking season.
Yep.
You can see a lot of stuff. I got a rule for everybody. Here's a rule to follow.
Okay.
If Mahomes isn't number one, he has to be number three. What I'm saying is you can't, in your rankings, you can't split Allen and Jackson. And end of rule. That's it. You can't split those two. Because I saw one over the weekend. I'm trying to find which one it was. And the ranking went Lamar,
yep,
Mahomes, Josh. Uh-uh. Not allowed.
It was going to be Josh, Mahomes, Lamar.
Also, not allowed.
Because maybe on that one you could defend it with like, well, Allen has been good in the playoffs and Lamar hasn't.
No.
But
the rule is, are you a rings person or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a rings person, we can disagree. You could put Mahomes number one. And if it's not rings, then he can't be number two.
Okay.
You can't split Allen and Jackson. Can't do it.
Yeah.
What's your argument? Oh, I put Jackson number one because he's the best quarterback in football. And then I put Mahomes number two. You know, he hasn't had 2 good years. It's fine. And it's just, yeah, I don't care about that. He got some rings. And then I'm going to go to the quarterback that's had much better years the last 2 years. Can't do it. So there's my rule on ranking season. If you split Allen and Jackson,
yeah,
you are not having a good process. I'm just going to say it doesn't hold up. How do you do it? I think Allen's number one. Oh, okay, great. Then who's number two? Is it Lamar? No, it's the guy with rings. Figure it out. Are you a rings person or not?
Yeah. I don't even know what the defense would be.
How would you split them?
Like I said, I could see somebody saying the thing about the playoffs if Jackson and Allen were reversed. I wouldn't agree with that. I don't even know what you would say
right,
to the Lamar number one. What would you do with did you see what Warren Sharp did last week? Where he had Mahomes number five.
Good.
On a second tier.
Love it.
But do you know who the four were ahead of him?
Allen.
Yep.
Jackson.
Yep.
Burrow.
No.
Okay.
Burrow was on Mahomes A+ tier. S+, which I guess stood for Superstar Plus, was
Jaden Daniels
and then Jalen Hurts.
Well, Jaden Daniels, they put the executives put fifth.
Amongst all quarterbacks?
Yes. And
it was only 1 year, but it was a pretty
good. Are you here telling me that Warren Sharp put Jalen Hurts ahead of Mahomes?
He did.
Okay, that's a tough one. That's going to be a tough one.
He put him S+ was Allen, Jackson, Hurts, and Daniels.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
These rankings, it's whatever. It's fun. But
yes,
man, I don't know how you split the two. And for the executives, the coaches, and the scouts, like them ranking their top 10 quarterbacks, they put Mahomes number one. Like, all right, fine. Your executives, your coaches, your scouts, you want to do that. Fowler writes, Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening slightly. I think it's loosening
slightly.
Greatly.
I guess just what? It's for that person, it's going to be, I need like 3 years between him winning a Super Bowl and not winning it before I'm willing to like take him off the top peg. Or would some people just never do it at all? Like, at some point, you have to do it.
Who won Wimbledon 5 years ago?
If he's 42 and not the best quarterback anymore, you can't all use the most rings.
Let's do it with what you just mentioned, like the Wimbledon winner. Who won Wimbledon 4 years ago and hasn't been that good since?
Well, I mean, like,
you know, like that's
Djokovic won 3 years ago, but he lost in the semis pretty easily to Sinner. So, like, would somebody put him? Why you wouldn't put him above Sinner right now in a power rankings? We just saw him.
You would think.
Right, like we just saw him not win it, and he's older.
Fowler points out Mahomes finished first or second in QBR four straight times. In the last 2 years, he's finished eighth. So, like, it's quite clear what's happened there. I mean, I'm not telling you he can't ever get back there, but anyway.
The last 2 years, I brought up some numbers last week where he was, if I'm remembering, like 24th in yards per attempt. Adjusted yards per attempt even, and 23rd in passer rating. I guess QBR is factoring in the rushing, so and he's maybe been better at that the last two seasons, but like in the 20s in yards per attempt and passer rating. Like, and he's number one? He's only number one because of the rings. You wouldn't be telling me he's number one because he's been the best quarterback the last 2 years.
No, not at all.
You're doing it because you feel like you have to, because you're bowing at the altar of he's one. That's it.
Yeah, hopefully that we stop bowing there soon.
And then that person should be putting Jalen Hurts above. Like, what, how are we doing it? Are we just doing it on rings? Are we just counting? Because Jalen Hurts then's better than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Go ahead, tell me that's true. Hurts has been better statistically the last 2 years than Mahomes has.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think most people would look at Hurts and say there's a lot of the ecosystem is incredible there. You know, he doesn't get, and I'm not saying he should. He doesn't get the Purdy Tua treatment of everybody around him is great. That's why he's great.
Mm.
But
they might have a little bit.
One of the best offensive lines. They have incredible weapons. It's all there around him. I think he's a heck of a player, and he's another one that in the playoffs has come up and been great. I mean, he's played in two Super Bowls and been incredible in those two games. So, you know,
right.
For what it's worth. 803-0550. Anyway, I put a Twitter poll up about the Bills offseason. Next week, the Bills start training camp. Let's check in. How good was their offseason? Do you think they had a good offseason? And I put up four options on the Twitter poll. I thought about these answers yesterday, and if someone asks me to really explain them, I don't know that I can differentiate between probably and sure. But your options are, do you think the Bills had a good offseason? Hell yeah, probably, sure, or no.
I think I could try to explain the difference, because I voted for sure.
Okay, because I voted for probably.
Okay, you voted for probably, yes. I voted for sure.
I think they probably had a good offseason.
If someone asks, okay, do you think the Bills had a good offseason? And my response is, probably. That sounds like, okay, that went pretty good.
Yeah, they probably had a good offseason. And whereas, I think they probably did.
When I'm voting, it might depend on how you're emphasizing it, your tone is. But it's, okay, did you think the Bills had a good offseason? And I go, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, they had a good offseason. That's about how I would say sure. Like, sure, they had a good offseason. There's a gap there.
Probably. I'm not sure what the gap is, but there is a gap there.
There is a gap.
I think the answer is probably. They probably had a good offseason. I certainly couldn't get to hell yeah, because like there's a lot of room left for that.
Yeah.
And maybe we look back and they did have one that good. But right now, how good you feel about it, they probably had a good offseason. And a lot of that's buoyed by the fact that they're, you know, consistently good to great.
That's right.
And, you know.
My holdup would be that it's not necessarily their fault, but the one thing I think they needed to do more than anything this offseason was to go land a star
to get
player.
Blue chip talent.
A blue chip talent, a whale at any position, really. And again, partially not their fault. Those guys didn't get moved. They didn't do it.
No, so what happens is they have to find one.
So you did the best you could.
Yeah,
but
you have to find one, and maybe they found one somewhere along the way, and it's just not obvious.
Right. Like, hell yeah, to me, maybe that's where I should be more open to probably, because I think you can't say hell yeah unless they had done Myles Garrett. Or maybe you would consider Metcalf that. Maybe, you know, you would consider TJ Watt that. You know, like, if they had done something like that, I'd be like, hell yeah. That's the Von Miller offseason. They signed Von Miller, and the next day it was like they're winning the Super Bowl. Let's go. The favorites everywhere. That's hell yeah. So I think you should be debating probably and sure. I also wouldn't want to say no. Like, no, I think should probably finish last. Like, they did, everyone seems to like their draft, like, especially the early picks. They definitely needed to add on the defense. They did that. And I think the other reason I don't think you could say no is, like, I wanted to see them get better at wide receiver. Sure, I would have liked to see them do even better than they did, like Terry McLaurin or, you know, Metcalf or something like that, but they definitively got better with Palmer and Moore compared to Cooper and Hollins. Even at that position, which was really the only position on offense they could have got better at, they, I think, got better.
I continue to look at the guys that have left and that are not on teams and think that's one way to say you got better. And this is not exactly timely right now, but I'm seeing on Pro Football Talk that Nyheim Hines says he's ready to go.
I saw workout videos,
yeah. For me, it's another example of, man, they've been searching for veterans and really kind of, I don't want scraping the bottom of the barrel. They traded for Hines, and then he never really did anything other than the two kick returns. But it kind of indicates these things they've looked for, and this offseason was about being, I don't know, it feels like they're a little less desperate for some stuff. Maybe because they had more picks. Maybe it's because they signed a few more free agents to shorter-term deals. And I don't know. Like, it just feels like when I talk about Douglas, Cooper, and Vaughn still not on teams, you know, I get, like, Hines is adjacent to that. But they did a good job of getting younger, if nothing else. And that doesn't mean better, but that means you have the opportunity, if they are good players, that they will be good players for a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list of, like, the best available free agents and, like, five of the top six are former Bills. They're not all like last year, but Douglas, who we've talked about, Rasul Douglas is available still. Amari Cooper is available still. Then you get to like Gabe Davis is available still, right? Like he hasn't signed anywhere. And then like you go, I gotta go away. Like Stephon Gilmore is one of these names here. Like really the only top name that is still there that hasn't played for the Bills is Asante Samuel Jr.
Right.
Who is still
out there.
Who is still a free agent, yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. We'll talk with Tyler Dunn. We'll talk with Ben Gretsch, some football chatter along the way. Later in the week, Peter Marlett Jr. of U.S. Pro Soccer to talk about that project where the stadium they were going to build down at Elkin, I forget streets, whatever. It's been scrapped and moving somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that, and that's later in the week. Jeremy and Joe, happy Monday. We're back. The whole gang's here. We're under the lights. It's bright in here. I did search for a movie reference that none of you will know because it was from when I was a kid. It's when Dick Tracy put Mumbles under the lights. These are the lights. You're not going to get that reference. It's okay. No. Somebody out there might. Deep reference.
Is this from the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie?
Dick Tracy? No, Dick Tracy was a comic book movie before comic book movies were every movie ever made.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Dick Tracy, Madonna was in it.
Maybe the OG comic book movie?
It's very different. It's very different. Like,
okay. The movie poster looks like a comic book poster.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting. It's like a mob movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cast.
Warren Beatty, Madonna, Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino.
This looks like an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's good.
I don't know if it's good either. I just remember it. I don't know if it's good either.
Okay.
Anyway, we're under the lights. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.